WHM, N4 WHM, N0 LGR.
W2T.
Afternoon, Rusty. Well, haven't had the radio on much today. We've been moving poor little homeless chickens over to the neighbors. They were going to be homeless real quick. And, it's fun catching chickens at our age. Rusty, how's your day?
I'm pretty much trying to get caught up on stuff here in the house today, and I'll try and take things easy, keep my voice where it is so I don't strain it tonight, and all. What do you mean, homeless chickens? What'd you do, get rid of all your chickens?
No, Bernice and I, it was kind of a mix-up, Rusty. I inquired with the chicken man up at Flat Rock when some new hens would be available. And I didn't say I wanted them. I just asked him when. And he sent a note back saying, well, I'll notify you, Tom, ASAP, let you know. Well, a month or so went by, and he notified me and sent me a bill for $120. So it's kind of a miscommunication. And I didn't want to back out. So these hens were getting older now. They hadn't been laying. They'd been molt, I guess. And they don't lay good then. But I thought they was over that and just getting a little old. Well, in reality, about the time I get that note back, they start laying 4 eggs a day out of 6. And they're nice, big, brown eggs. But I still can't. I didn't feel like I was breaking my word, but he'd already ordered them from the hatchery, I think. So we decided to go ahead and take them. These other ones are getting older, and one of these days they won't lay. But I asked the neighbor if he'd like to have them, and he said, yeah, just take them over to the backyard and turn them loose. Well, unbeknownst to me, he had a pen out there, a 4-foot fence, and I think he had every breed on earth of chickens out there. He had some really pretty ones, Rusty. And they're free-ranging, so these guys would be really happy in their retirement.
Gonna be. Sounds like they're gonna be. And at least you found them a good home and instead of making chicken stew out of them.
No, Rusty, from everything I've read, they're not worth that, and I don't like doing that anyways. And I didn't want to send them to Glock Heaven, as we call it. So I was really appreciative that he would be receptive of them. And it worked out great. I just captured them this morning. That's the hard part, with a hook. And some of them I just captured with my hand, but I can't get back under there, under the cage. I'm too old. So if they come out in the right direction, I grabbed them, and if they didn't, I hooked them. And I just put a tie wrap around their legs, and they just, that's it, man, they're done. And put them in a big dog box the kids loaned us, and only had to haul them about, maybe a block and a half, and take them out in the backyard and turn them loose.
Good deed for the day, and also. Sounds like you've had at least the weather was cooperative today, and it was not one of those 95-degree days like we've had here this past summer.
I think it's supposed to be hot 2 days this week, and then a cold front comes through. But it's a dry cold front from what I've seen on the weather 2 or 3 times. I got to watch it 2 or 3 times before it ever clicks and stays with me. I think tomorrow and the next day it moves through, but it's not a very strong one, so the temperature will be like the lower or upper 70s, and that'll be beautiful. We just planted grass and aerated and fertilized and that, and we could use a little rain now. I actually had to go out and you're supposed to keep it damp for, what'd she say, a week? And I haven't been doing that because it rained so much, you know, I didn't really need it. But today I had to do that.
You know, it hadn't rained in a few days, so, yep, need to get things done. Well, that's good. That's good. And I'm glad you got that all done and taken care of, and you can check that off of your list of things to do, right?
Look here. Okay, it says Tuesday 84, Wednesday 86, Thursday 82, Friday 81, Saturday 81, 82, Sunday 79, Monday and 77, Tuesday with a 30% chance of rain. But you know, that far off, they're not going to be too accurate next Tuesday and Wednesday. And then it retains the 70s. That's good. I noticed that sunrise and sunset now is almost exactly 12 hours.
Comment.
Go ahead.
Comment, go ahead. Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango N0TR. This is KO4NUE. I don't mean to interrupt the conversation, but I need to talk with you about something, I guess both of you. But y'all go ahead and tell me when to break in.
Go ahead. That's the only way you get in here is to break in. You're always welcome.
I don't know how really this happened. I mean, I know how it happened, but we're just trying to figure out what to do about it right now. So we had a healthcare worker came to check on Anna's mom 4 days ago, and 2 days ago we got notification from her that she tested positive for COVID-19. So we have waited 24 hours, and the first 12 hours we administered a test to Anna's mother, and she was negative. 12 hours later, she is positive and feels really, really bad. You know, she is immunocompromised, very, very fragile. We're assuming that we're exposed because Anna has been cares for her mother every day when the healthcare worker is not taking care of her. So we have self-quarantined at this point, and we have started to test ourselves for COVID to see kind of what's going on. But her mother's not well at all, and I don't even know what to say, Tom. I really don't.
Well, Rusty'd be a good source there. He's had it. Chad, I'm just 5 miles from you. So if you guys need groceries or anything like that, all you got to do is send me the list. We'll get them. We'll bring them right to your driveway there and set them down there where that little wooden arrow is tucked to that tree. Oh, that's crude. You need a better sign. And we can just all hope for the best. You had quite a bit of company lately. I don't know if you've been out or not, but you had quite a bit of company lately that might have accidentally drugged that around. I don't know. You'd have to tell me, but we sure wish you well. But anything you need, all you got to do is holler, because we're not that far away, and we're retarded, a little of both, and I'd be glad to help you out. Rusty, go ahead.
The one thing you're going to need to do, Chad, is to actually, the big thing is you're going to have to figure out who has been in your house that has been in contact with COVID. Because if you don't find that out, you know, it's, you need to find out who's been there and, you know, who else might have been exposed so that you can let them know. And, well, if it were me, I would just get in touch with everybody who had been there and say, hey, folks, it's like this. We've tested positive, and we're letting you know. It's like something happened at my church, and one of the first things that the person that found out did was to contact all of us who had been exposed so that we could go get tested, and then go from there. And I did not catch it from the young lady that thought she had it, because her test ended up being a false positive. And but I did catch it somewhere else later on, and I have no clue where. So, because it was several weeks later before I found out that I had it. So, and have no clue where I picked it up. So there's not. The best thing to do is just to start by notifying everybody that has been in your facility, in your house during this time period, during the last 10 days, and, you know, just let them know what the situation is. That's what I would do if it were me.
Here's what has happened since this early this morning is, so we have all received the vaccine, to include her mother. I understand that the vaccine doesn't stop you from getting it. It will hopefully help you from the symptoms being so bad that you've got a shot or a chance or whatever. So, first of all, I understand that portion of it. And me and Anna have been adamant that our house be vaccinated. So, however this ends, there's nothing else I could really do, I guess. So, Ingles has a curbside service that you order your groceries online, and they tell you when it's ready, and my dad is going over there to pick it up, and he will drop the groceries off after pickup. They'll just drop in the back of his truck, and he'll drop them in the yard and take care of it there. Every person that was here for the party the other night has been notified and are awaiting our results, because I don't guess it really matters. No one was in contact with Heidi, her mother, but that really doesn't matter as far as I'm concerned. We have made contact with everybody in the group except for one person. I have not been able to make contact with them as of yet, but we will continue to try. And let me let this repeater cycle. So, I have a club meeting, had a club meeting at the radio club on Wednesday, and I have canceled that, and have canceled pretty much my plans for the next 15 to 20 days, or until we test negative. Now, we haven't tested positive as of yet, but I'm just not going to expose anybody. I mean, we've been so careful. We have been so careful for 2 years. And I don't know, man, it just comes in the form of a healthcare worker. That's just so disappointing. But anyway, I think I've done everything I can possibly do. I don't know. It's just really disappointing, Tom and Rusty. I don't understand.
You are. Well, it is an airborne virus, and the shot is good to have, and maybe she'll be all right. I'm sure it won't make her feel good. I'd be scared to death, too, Chad. I would say, from just listening to you, that the only variable there I see in solving the ambiguity is the healthcare worker. What do you think, Rusty?
that's the point. You can... there's one thing that everybody understands and a lot of folks don't. You can not be a positive test for COVID, but you can be a carrier for it. That is what my doctor has emphasized to a lot to me and to a lot of folks that I know, because a lot of us use the same doctor. But that's the place, you know, that's not to say that the healthcare worker could never have had it, but still could be someone who carries it. And if you need to contact the service that the healthcare worker came from and notify them that, you know, particularly if you test positive, because you don't want, particularly if that person ends up going to a lot of other people and other people get sick. That's what you don't want. So if you haven't notified the, if you haven't notified the service that provides the health care worker that came out, that would be one of the next things I would do, Chad, is let them know that, you know, after the health care worker had been there, you know, you've had a test for and have come up with COVID. So that, because that person needs to be quarantined also.
Let's just say this morning I have had that conversation as well, and that was not a very nice conversation this morning. And I know that that's not necessarily that person's fault. I get it. They have had the vaccine. So, but still, it's just, oh man. Boy, I can't even describe to you how careful we have been in the past 2 years. And I just walked right in the front door in the form of a healthcare worker that has been vaccinated, but I either had the virus on her skin, clothes, or was a carrier. Who knows? Who knows? And you, honestly, truthfully, technically, I will never know that it was from her. But we've been nowhere. Nobody's been here prior to that other than her or that healthcare worker. So, I'm pretty sure. But I'm not concerned about me and Anna. We're not concerned about our health, and maybe we should be, but I'm not panicky about that. It's just her mother. She's just so frail. Mercy.
OTR. Well, keep your chin up. It's an airborne virus, Chad, and there's just nothing any human being can do about it. But I sent you a text there a minute ago, but I sure hate to hear that, because I know you've been exceedingly safe. Even when I was up there, I didn't go anywhere near your parents and didn't want to. But I don't know what you've been exposed to and whether you could have picked it up or not. But and what the time frame is. Rusty, what's the time frame between when you get exposed to it and when it shows up?
Anywhere from 3 to 5 days after exposure before it can show up. So, that's what my doctor told me and everything else. And we tried to track back as to where I had been during that time period. And, during that time period, anywhere I had been out and about, I wore a mask. So, no clue. And it's airborne. I could have gotten exposed at any time. I don't know. It's just that. And there's, you know, exposure can come from anywhere. And like I said, you know, there's nothing that says that someone who did not have COVID can, someone can be a carrier without having had COVID. That's what the doctors have told me. So, and the thing about it is, keep a close eye on the elderly person, because if they are suffering from any kind of breathing problems and they start having problems taking a breath, that's where the first place, you know, if they've got any kind of health problems like that, that's the first place COVID is going to hit them. So keep that in mind, Chad. Over. W2T.
And I know we've been through this three times with family members already. Last Christmas, within an eight-day period, we lost three family members within 8 days of one another. Two of those were matriarchs of the family. And I just, so yeah, I get it. I know what can happen or what's fixing to happen. But I just it just doesn't get any easier any time as time goes on, and I'm just frustrated, and I'm trying to maintain my composure here, but it's just I'm so done with this. I'm so done, and I just. Nothing that I can control, do, or say that is going to change it. And we have just changed our lives to make sure that, you know, her and my parents are safe. And, oh, man, that's just, but it is what it is. And I just, you know, it's gonna wait to see what happens. But I'm not a happy camper right now. I can tell you that. And but at the other hand, I just don't know what else we could have done differently.
Zero TR. There's some QRM in there, but disregard it. Just talk right over it. I can hear you just fine, Rusty and Chad. No problem. You know what I'm talking about. Yes, I can see that, Chad. But I guess the only thing to do is focus on the positive, what you can do. And, well, like me, I got congestive heart failure, and it would not be a good thing. Both my lungs collapsed and had four lung surgeries, and it wouldn't be a good thing to have. But who is it for, you know, because it goes right to the lungs immediately, and it's scary. Yeah, I was looking at pictures this morning on the computer here of, they had a mask mandate down there in Columbia. In the North Carolina game there, they was all supposed to be wearing masks. And I saw maybe one or two out of tens of thousands of people just packed together. So there's not much you're going to do to avoid it any more humanly than what you have done. And as you've mentioned that every time they've been here or I talked to you, that she was immune compromised and you were guarding them. Nobody could have done a better job, Chad. So anyways, I've been out moving chickens this morning, Chad, give them to the neighbors rather than extinguishing them, and got some new ones coming. And Bernice and I just went to the dollar store, and we wore masks in there, and absolutely no one had a mask on. I don't know how much good they do, but ours has got a filter in it, so we can hope. And then I got doctor's appointment the next 3 days. I don't even like to go near a doctor, and I need to get this hip looked at. But you know what? it's scary going into a doctor's office right now. You can't do anything without being exposed. But I am going to get the third shot here. I'm looking for a message back from the VA. I think they'll even get Bernice a shot there. But if they don't, we're going to go down to Walgreens or CVS and get our third shot because we're eligible now. W2T N0TR.
Not eligible for that shot yet. I've got to wait till November because I had my last shot back in March. So I've got to wait till November to get to the time period where I need to be and all. But Chad, just do what you do. Keep things clean. Keep an eye on people coming and going. And like I said, just monitor her breathing and everything else, because that's the first place it's going to hit, is in the breathing, and that's where it does it the most and all. But anyway, I've got to go take care of a couple of things and get changed clothes, because I've got to get out of here in a little while, because I've got I got both handbells and chorus rehearsal tonight, so I've got a couple places to go, and we wear masks there too. So anyway, I'll just keep you and your family in my prayers there, Chad. Y'all do your best and try to stay well and stay safe. And I'll catch you later. N0TR to take it, W2T. 73s for now, guys.
Okay, Rusty. Good to hear you this afternoon. Go ahead, Chad.
Please do that. Let's put us on the list at church. I mean, that never hurts, and at this point, I don't know what else. I mean, I don't want to sound overdramatic, but she does not look well and does not feel well. And last night, we keep a baby monitor so we can hear her during the night, and, you know, if she has any needs or issues during the night, for the monitor, we can hear what's going on and go up there and help her. Or Anna does. I don't go there. I don't go over there since COVID. I haven't been in there in 2 years. But at any rate, so last night was not a good night. So please, thank you, Rusty. Appreciate it. And 73s to you. Have a wonderful day. And Tom, I'll hang around with you for a few minutes.
Chad, is she running a fever yet?
A fever of 102, and we have been monitoring her oxygen level and in her blood. Nothing that is alarming right now, but she has rheumatoid arthritis, and it's not the arthritis that is, my fingers are swollen and my joint, my wrist is sore. She loses about a half an inch to three quarters of an inch of height per year up until 3 years ago. 3 years ago, the doctor could no longer measure her height because she can no longer stand erect. So from the waist up, her head looks at the top of her knees. So her face is about 8 inches from the top of her knees. It's really not good. Her body is really not good. And we can't straighten her out straight to lay flat. We put an iPad in between her face and her knees so that she can watch the news or YouTube or this, that, and the other. Man, it's just, I don't know what to say.
Hey, Jen.
Sure, but I think she's 71.
That old. I'm 73. My mom had that. Bernice was commenting in the background. She says she wishes you guys well, too. But mom was that way. She was bent over, and then a friend of mine that was developmentally disabled that was a sweeper at that machine shop I worked at so many years. He was severely that way, bent over, you know, and that looks rough. And all the guys give him crap about that all the time at work and tell him to straighten up. Well, he couldn't straighten up. Even I thought he was putting on for a while, but he wasn't.
Okay, well, I'll be in touch and kind of let you know sort of what's going on. But, I mean, there's nothing I can do. I mean, we've done all we can do. And when we had the engagement party the other night, we wouldn't even let her come outside. She stood at the window. And we cracked the window so she could see what was going on in the yard. But it's been that way for the past 2 years. If it's not Anna or the healthcare worker, then that's nobody else enters the apartment. Period. And man. At any rate, so let me let this repeat for a second. I'm gonna change the subject. I decided to, I ordered about a 60-foot section of LMR 400. And, man, that stuff is pretty stiff. it's not flexible at all.
You don't like the old RG8 real well, Chad, and I don't think you'd see any difference in it at all on HF. And Bill in 4IQ, he uses RG8X on almost everything. And I know the rating on it, the last time I looked, was 1,000 watts, but it'll take a little more than that on CW, I'm sure. But at any rate, man, it's a pleasure to work with because it's about as big around as your little finger. I mean, with normal human beings, not you, of course.
I know you guys. I mean, you can, you know, y'all like a bunch of MacGyvers. Y'all can just do anything. So, my group, we kind of struggle a little bit, but I will say we don't struggle quite as bad as the Marines do. But I'll take stuck in the middle instead of being flat on the bottom. So that's a positive, right?
There you go. Well, I got an article here out of American Handgunner. And it's about one of these guys that live in a foxhole quite often. I can't imagine what branch of the military that was. But the gentleman there, he has no hair on the side of his head. It says there's nothing like military service to put your problems in perspective. Hunger, exhaustion, and sleep deprivation will reliably strip away the veneer of civility. I'm going to send this article to you. I was going to give it to you, but he says the real you comes out when you're out there and you're hoping for another coating of dirt just to wash off what's on you already.
That sounds about right. Oh my goodness. Oh dear, you are something else. But anyway, how's Miss Bernice doing?
She's over there making some what do you call that, Bernice? Come over here. Broccoli. Well, come over.
Hi, Chad. I'm making broccoli cheddar soup.
I can only imagine. I'm telling you what, Miss Bernice, you're about the best cook I think I have ever met. And my goodness, that sounds so good. But Anyway, all right, Tom, I'm going to let you go. I hadn't talked with him a couple of days, and this morning was quite a shock. So we've been dealing with that and trying to notify and let everybody know and so on and so forth. We took a test a couple of hours ago. I suspect that it will be a negative. And then we will reach the 12 to 24 hours continually until either we test positive or we don't. But I'm just sick. I mean, sick to death. But anyway, all right, bud. Well, you and Miss Bernice, y'all take care, and I'll be in touch. And oh yeah, by the way, I'll shoot you a text. KO4NUE, I'm clear on your final, Tom.
Okay, Chad. Well, it's always great to hear you, and you always got the phone if you want to call me or if you need anything. You got it without question. I might add that a little friend of ours in the Greer Club, and he's a naturalized Japanese citizen, sent out a thing the other day that showed a wonderful map of, if you want to call it that, of the whole United States and the COVID. And I saw it here on the local Fox News that Spartanburg was the highest in the United States right now. So, given a choice, and I don't know how their insurance is, and I don't know what you do. I don't even know where to go, how to get tested. You might tell me that, but they used to have these places like down on Buncombe and that, but they've shut them down. And I don't know how you get them home tests, but I don't believe that's the place I'd be going. But I don't know if you could get into any of them. Even Greer Hospital set up a tent down there if it starts overrunning, which that ain't going to hurt nothing to be in a tent. You know, we're used to that, but I'm not, but you are. But they're very nice. And so they're getting prepared. But that is a fact that Spartanburg, South Carolina, is the worst in the nation right now. Go ahead, Chad.
Well, it is what it is. I can't change it. I got to accept it. So might as well change my attitude about it and just change gears here and do what I got to do to try to support. And that's just the way it is. So I'll just kind of switch roles here and lean forward. There's nothing else I can do. So it is what it is. All right, I'll shoot you a text here in a little bit, Tom. This KO4NUE, and I'm clear. You have a wonderful day, sir.
Chad, how did you get tested, and where did you get tested at, just in case something ever comes around to us?
What I like to say is it's when you have a nurse practitioner as your mother-in-law, that's one thing. But we administered the test for her mother. We did not use our mother-in-law. You can go to, there's a couple of places to where you can get a home test, which is called a spit test. You can get the spit test, or you can get the nasal test where you run the swab up in your nasal cavity or so on and so forth. But the way some of the information that we have read, and we get all our information off the CDC. I don't go to YouTube. I don't go to people talking on the internet. I go straight to the CDC and get the correct information from there. So the testing kits that are available are a lot more accurate or dependable than, you know, they were 6 or 8 months ago, or at least what is being told. So we got the spit test for her because obviously we just can't access her nose very well. But I will find out where you can get those, and they're free. But I don't think it would be a bad idea to keep a couple of those in your glove box or in your refrigerator or whatever is required, just for your, you know, personal comfort, for lack of a better word, you know. But I will get back to you and let you know where she got those. But at any rate, and I if I'm not mistaken, I'm pretty sure you read the results right here. You spit, you test, and the results pop up there, right there in front of you. Then when you test positive for that, then you can go and get a clinical issued swab to confirm. So, and that's just not possible with her without calling an ambulance, and it's just, yeah. So, some of that to repeat her cycle. With the quick test, she has a fever. She doesn't feel well. So we're going to go with that, and we'll continue to retest to confirm, and then we'll have hospice come out and do a more valid test probably tomorrow. But we just need to digest what has really happened in the past 12, 14 hours, and it's just a lot to think through. But at any rate, all right, Tom, I'm clear. KO4-NUE.
Thanks, Chad. I appreciate it. Talk to you later. This is N0TR. 73 is now clear.
VWA, W4DJW.
10 minutes, I'm gonna be a flying fool.
Okay, well, I'm loading up, so I can't talk long because that ties me to the desk instead of hauling. It takes me three trips upstairs and downstairs to get the car loaded.
Are you loaded yet, Grandma? Hey, KN4VWA, clear. I'll see you at the field, boss.
See you there. I did two automated flights. Boy, is that a long way away. It looked like a mosquito flying way out there. You could see it, but man, it was tiny. Anyway, that was a blast. Everything worked beautiful this morning. I'll see you in a little bit. W4DJW clear.
Baseball, Quebec. Listening. Anybody on frequency for a demo?
That's the call signed. KN4VWA at your service.
I am turned up too loud, and I couldn't understand what you said your car was. But I'm Whiskey 8 Charlie Golf Quebec over here in Cowpens. And I had a neighbor just stop in, and I saw him in the shack. So I tuned to Greenville Frequency to see if anybody was on. So here is Lee. Lee, my echo. Go ahead.
Roger, roger. KN4VWA Kilo November 4 Victor Whiskey Alpha. And it's Steve on this end. And it looks like it's going to be a beautiful afternoon to take my radio-controlled airplane and go fly a little bit.
Well, it's good flying weather for sure. Yeah, that's Kilo 4, oh gosh, I forgot already. I didn't have a pencil in my hand. Hi, hi. Thanks for coming back to me. Where are you located?
About 4 miles south of Highway 11. On New Cut Road in Spartanburg County. That's northern Spartanburg County.
Where are you at? All right, and what do you fly, by the way?
A little Cessna 182, and then I've got what's called a Mall, and then I've got a little bush plane called a Turbo Timber, and some of them are scale, some of them are just sort of, you know, their own designs, but they're all fun. As long as it gets in the air and
flip-flops around without splattering on the ground, it's okay.
Yeah, roger. Any landing is a good landing, right? All right, well, that's a great assortment of aircraft that you can fly there, and that's great. I'm happy for you. I love to fly myself. Dad was a pilot and had a 47 Seacraft, and so I got to fly in that a lot, and his friends had an air coupe and flew upside down in that, and Stinson Voyager and an Aeronica, and of course the old J3. So I took a few lessons and then couldn't afford it, so I had to drop out. But I'm too old now. So anyways, I'm going to get off here and let my friend get back to work. So thanks for the contact. Appreciate it. And best of 73s to you. Be clear on your final. This Whiskey 8 Charlie Golf, Quebec, Lee in Calvary.
Good afternoon. And, hey, get your friend all fixed up there with a 2-meter 440 rig and a technician license to get him started. And by the time it's all over with, we'll have another DX and fool on our hands. Have a good afternoon. KN4, VWA, I'm clear.
Okay, 73s, and enjoyed the Q show. WHGGQ.